12A, A Christmas Carol, Oliver twisted it. Scene 1, The Golden Mansion. What's wrong, Master Scrooge? Oh, I apologize. It won't happen again. I hope that's true. However, everything comes with a price. No, sir, not another 500. This is off the record. This is for our Golden Mansion gold shop. But... Oliver! Sir, I knocked over your wine shelf. That's it. That's another 500. Now head back to work. No! But it's Christmas Eve. How can I have a day off, sir? Christmas? Yes, it's Christmas. Do you want to build a snowman? That's irrelevant. Hi, Uncle Scrooge. My mum invited you again to our annual family dinner, even though you never show up. Will I get paid for celebrating this anonymous birthday? But it's not about the money, Uncle. It's Chris. Shut up! Don't say a word again, you little scrub. You're opulent, caring, greedy miser. Have fun with all your sordid money. Can I? Whatever. What a disaster. Scene 2. My terrible Victorian secret. Arthur, you owe me 500. Bloody hell, Scrooge, I'm dead. That's illogical. And what's that chain that's fettering you? I'm chained to my sins. I can't emancipate myself. What sin? The business that you recommended me to do, Scrooge, my dear friend. I'm here to warn you. Please stop what you are doing. What? We made a deal. We were partners. I gave you the money that you want. I gave you the location that you like. And now you're saying that you're not satisfied. Let's cancel this whole bloody deal. When I was alive and working as a workhouse master, I treated the kids horribly. I used the entire budget for my own pleasure that I want. I didn't give them the food they like. I'm here tonight to warn you. You still have the chance to change for the better, or you'll end up like me. Listen well. Three spirits will visit you. The first will arrive tomorrow, the second on the next night, and the last on the next night. I warned you. Scrooge! How dare you, Arthur, plagiarize my words? Scene 3. Past, not so simple. Scrooge! What are you? I am the ghost of Christmas past. What? I thought last night was a practical joke. Where am I? Where is my money? What have you done to my money? Money? Whatever. Help! Help me! This witch is trying to kill me. That's futile. No one can hear you. They are shadows from your past. Where am I then? Perhaps when is the better question. That's impossible. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Join me and your questions shall be answered. That's illogical. How can I travel through time? It doesn't matter. Why am I alone on the cold, dark boulevard of broken dreams? Remember? 45 years ago, your parents were working. That's why you were always alone and your Christmases were so sad and lonely. Just get me out of this place. Don't torture me. Don't blame me. This was really you in the past. Just I'm projecting the events in the past. Come on, you really must see this. This next one is my favorite. Honey, what are you doing? You kept me waiting for so long. Hold on, I'm nearly finished. But it has been hours already. It's almost done. Yeah, finally. 500,000. Honey, you love money more than me. I never say that. Me or this filthy money, choose. It's about the quantity, not the quality. Oh, I give you the work that you want. I give you the position that you like. And now you're saying that you're not satisfied. Fine. Let's cancel this whole bloody marriage. Sure, I can buy a new one with all of this. Money can't buy you love, idiot. I expected to see a love scene already, damn it. I married her because of the money, anyway. Oh, it's nearly time. One more place to go. Let's visit your old friend. Please, sir, I want some. But, sir, we really want some. I'm starved and fatigued. May I have some? Some more, some more, some more, some. Shut up! I don't have enough money left to feed all you little rats. Hello, Arthur, my burdensome. What are you thinking you are doing? Don't dare say the word some again. Oh, I'm sorry for my outburst of emotion. I just came here to tell that my burdensome wife just left me. Let's party. This party is getting wilder. It will be one of your wildest dreams. You need to choreograph it. Don't think, just dance. And of course, you also opened up the 1869 Dom Perignon champagne from France. It should have been used for something else. Time's up. Scene 4, present continuous. Ho, ho, ho. Huh? Not another freak. I suppose you're the ghost of Christmas present. Indeed I am. Ho, ho, ho. I'm not going with you. No, no, no. Hold on, hold on. Here's your present. Ho, ho, ho. What is it? Oliver, what are you doing here? I didn't see that I permitted you to go. Oliver, please stay with me. Don't leave me behind. I'm here with you. Don't worry. I will stay here with you until the end. Scrooge, let me have a day off for Christmas only. Oliver, Dodger. I never knew before that Oliver needs to take care of his brother. What's wrong with you? You never care for other people, do you? Ho, ho, ho. Will your Uncle Scrooge come to join our dinner? Papa, Mama, Uncle Scrooge refused to join our Christmas dinner. No surprise, that old man never comes to our dinner. I'll eat my head if he comes. Perhaps if we pay him some money, he would come. You may be right. Aha! These people of the Orient stab me from behind. People are like that. Oh, no, 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 no. Take notes of these. It is you who made them evil. Evil isn't born, it is made. Ho, 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 ho. But, I didn't do nothing. Ho, ho, ho. My time has come. It's your time to change your path. Until then, live long and prosper. Scene 5, Future Kind of Perfect. The ghost of future, I was expecting you to come. I'll let you see what you will become. What is going to happen tomorrow? You'll never know, but this time I won't go. Come on, I have something to show. It is very small. How can he fit in this? He deserves this coffin. The size is directly proportional to his outlook on life. Here, take this. He won't need any of these anymore. How dare that little rat be taking my property? Scrooge, can't you see? That's your destiny. Thank you. Will you excuse me? I have somewhere to go. Come, Oliver. Absolutely, sir. What is going on here? I will tell you that, but you shall shed a tear. It's not your house anymore, my dear. Is this really going to happen to me? Why? All of this happens after you die. Is there anything that I can do? I am petrified. No one will sing you a lullaby. No one will even say goodbye. All your wealth is nothing but a lie. What a poor little boy. Rest in peace. Oliver, it should not have happened about that 500 Scrooge took from me. Scrooge, I curse you. I'm sorry to hear that. May the force be with you. Although I don't have much money, but here, take this. This is my last 500. Is that Oliver's friend? Is he dead? Can I do anything? No, except nothing. Can you stop lingering? Glad that you play with my poetry. At last you shared with some feeling. But can't we stop what we are doing? You must be joking. Enough. I can't take any more of this. Because of you, you treated the innocent boy so badly. You soulless monster. You were born to destroy everything. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. It is your fault. You never care for others, your wife, your friends, and your family. You never loved them. You treated them like fishes. Now it's time for you to see your final destination. What has happened to Scrooge? Where is all your haughtiness? I don't understand why I have to end up like this. You can't take anything across the river. Zilch, zippo, nada. Please, give me another chance. I promise I will change and become a better man. Scrooge, it's not up to me. I am not the one who decides. You are. Scene 6. Everything is awesome. Where am I? Oliver! Oliver! What's the matter, sir? You are in your office and it's Christmas! It's Christmas! Here, take this money, Oliver, and celebrate with your brother. Mr. Scrooge, what's happened to you? It's Christmas! Go, go! Don't waste your time here. Take your time. Thank you, sir, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas! God bless you. Oh, I forgot to tell you. It would be a great honor for me if you could join my Christmas dinner tonight. Really, sir, that will be a privilege for me. Yay, I'll take my friend Dodger with me. Will your Uncle Scrooge come join our dinner? Oh, Papa, Mama, Uncle Scrooge refused to join our Christmas dinner. No surprise, that old man never comes to our dinner. I'll eat my head if he comes. Perhaps if we pay him some money, he would come. You may be right. Ha ha ha. Hello, everyone. Oh, it's you. What brings you here? It's Christmas, and it's time for us to be together. That's all it means. Here, I've bought you a big turkey. Thank you, Uncle Scrooge. Oh, you've changed, my dear Scrooge. Let's have our dinner together. Wait, Dad. Didn't you just say that you'll eat your head if Uncle Scrooge comes? Oh, it's just a metaphor, you idiot. Look who's here. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I have invited VIP guests this night. Please, give them a seat. Splendiferous. You must be Oliver's kind-hearted boss. Thank you, sir. Long time no see, Scrooge. Oh, honey. Don't you honey me, Scrooge. Remember what you did to me 45 years ago? Please, listen first. Just let me speak for 2 minutes, then we can go on with our own paths. Please, Rose, for the last time. Just 2 minutes, Scrooge, then we have nothing to say. Thank you so much. Rose Evelyn Swift, to be honest, from the first time that I saw you, I thought that I met the most beautiful woman in my life. We've been through so much together for so long that one day I want to be together with you for the rest of my life. That is the reason I married you. I admit that I've changed a lot after our marriage. I love money more than you. I was blinded by money. Now today I am a changed man. I have enough already. It is time for me to give and find somebody to spend the rest of my life with. You are the one from the very beginning until this very moment. Rose, can you just give me one more chance? I love you to the bottom of my heart. I want to stay with you until the end of time. Oh, Scrooge, I don't know what to think. Rose, don't think, just follow your heart. Yes, Rose, tell him. Yes, Scrooge, let's spend our lives together until the end of the line. I love you too, Scrooge. There's one question that I still haven't answered you. I have kept the answer for the last 45 years. What question? You or that filthy money? So, what is your answer? The answer will always be you, forever and always. Yay!